At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
Welcome into the Tour Coach, everybody. I'm your host, Tony Ruggiero. It's the start of a new year, 2025. We've been doing the Dew Sweepers Golf Show for almost 20 years, actually right at 20 years, and it's morphed into the Tour Coach podcast from our early XM PGA Tour radio days. And I want to thank you for following along. 2025 is going to be exciting for us. We got a lot of great stuff going on. If you followed along, you know that the Tour Coach is, they're the stories, they're the people, the conversations that I meet, whether they're players, fitness experts, mental coaches, performance coaches, just the people I meet along our journey, whether it's teaching on the PGA, Korn Ferry, LIV Tour, LPGA, Symetra Tours, or college players, but especially down at my home at Old Palm Golf Club in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. These are all the stories and the people that I run into that I think can add some value to your instruction program, help you play the game of golf better. We couldn't do the Tour Coach without our longtime sponsors, especially Srixon Cleveland Golf, been with them for over 20 years. Mitch McConnell, Buick GMC, here in Mobile and all over the country. Mitch has been such a huge proponent of us. And you've got our local sponsors, Stokely's Midtown Garden Express, Taylor Martino and Rowan, and you can't forget the folks at Vineyard Vines and Bushnell Golf. And Bushnell's been so instrumental as well in pushing and helping us with a lot of our content. We're going to continue to push out what I think is great content, all designed to help you get better at the game of golf. Appreciate all our sponsors. Appreciate you following along. We've got some great stuff coming in 2025. More live lesson look-ins, more content. Hopefully we help you play better golf. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being part of this journey.
So I'm so pumped to have the AMG guys here to kick off my OnlyFans. And if anybody out there wants to see me in a thong, I'm 100% willing. It's going to be a Vineyard Vines. It's going to have the whale on the front.
I love it.
Of course it'd be on the front.
On the front. Anyway, Mike and Webb, man. Yeah, first of all, been a while since I talked to y'all together. Congrats on everything. Y'all are kicking ass. And you guys are actually a huge inspiration. I'm way behind you guys. But remember when I called you about YouTube?
I did.
We monetized our YouTube.
Good.
And we're up to like 26,000 people.
There you go.
Like, so.
Good for you. That's hard to do.
We just put our own shit out.
That's hard to do.
So, what are you guys up to? Let's talk about, what are some of the things you guys got going on AMG now that people should pay attention to?
So last year and a half, we've opened an indoor facility here in Winter Garden.
Yes.
And we wanted to offer a really cool, decked out, all the tech feedback tools for just average golfers to come in and be able to practice, play, sharpen their game when it's 72 degrees in air condition rather than in the middle of July here in South Florida, Central Florida. And it's really cool to see how well it's been perceived.
I haven't been, but the pictures look amazing. Pictures look amazing.
Thank you.
What you been up to, Webb?
Same thing. So I'm there pretty much day to day, keeping an eye on the place. I check on the members. I might help people as I'm walking through, like walking the range is how I think about it. Yeah. You know, my members, I like to take care of them. And if they want a little more of a lesson, they'll either book with me or I hired Nick Duffy, who's a great teacher.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so there's different levels of what the player wants. They either go to Nick or come to Mike and I and do the gears and all the technology.
Now, are you down there full time?
I'm full time. Yeah. I'm actually living in the villages.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. You're living in the villages.
Hey, he's the youngest.
You got to be the youngest guy in the village.
They're building a
gym. You're the only one that probably doesn't need Viagra in there. You remember the old Cleveland black irons, the lightweight?
Yeah, yeah.
First
yeah.
lightweight. I did a day down there. You remember Eddie Dry?
I love Eddie Dry. He's not with Strixon anymore.
No, he's not. But so I did a day with him down there when they launched that thing, and I told everybody that if they come and we couldn't pick up club head speed, we'd give them a Viagra.
Oh my!
We sold like $8,000 worth of shit that day.
No.
I said to Cleveland misspoke. They should have called the Cleveland Black Irons Viagra for your golf.
Yeah, that's a pretty good tagline.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you're living in the village.
I am. We were both down in Kissimmee before we found the location. And then Sean moved up next to it, and I moved on the other side of the building to be a little closer to Georgia. But, yeah, we're full-time down here, and Sean's killing it down there around the place.
Yeah, so. Mike locks himself in a dark room, edits videos, and I go in and keep an eye on the indoor place.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with it. The older you get, the more you have those skills, trust me. No shit.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a question for each of you. One of the cool things I like, pay attention to social media too, is I like, because we were going to try to do it, but schedules didn't work. I like that you have other teachers bring players in to just get a consult.
I love to
do that. Because I think that's healthy for us as teachers. I think it's amazing. I've bounced ideas off of you plenty of times.
Yep, and I have you too.
Right, and I love that nobody realizes that we're filming and they – think it's a walkway. Yeah, but anyways, so what have you seen? Like, tell me some things that you've learned or seen or some commonalities you've picked up on watching tour players come through for consults. Are there some things that you see that people are missing when they don't do 3D?
Yeah, you know, the Mike and I look at the right arm, basically.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would
it's
say
hard to see with video.
Guys, there's a lot of right arm, right leg. So
trail arm, trail leg.
Our little redneck theory is that, you know, once the swing starts, that right side of the body is out of sight, sometimes out of mind. And that's usually the dominant hand, dominant leg for those golfers.
Right.
That's usually the kind of the root cause of where things start to go off the rails. And we absolutely see it with lesser skilled players, for sure.
That they don't use the right side.
It just pulls it back, or it just gets in weird positions, and better learning how to move that trail side makes a lot of sense.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scotts and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from, I know the way, to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
See, so like in my teaching, doing a lot of the stuff I've learned doing with Colby and stuff.
It's great. I love
a lot of the stuff is like I'm just trying to get the trail arm and the face in a good place. And then from the top, I'm trying to get them to push off the right side and use the right side to drive through.
Yeah, we always talk about release the hip and the right shoulder. Yeah. And people are scared to do it because they feel like it's early extension.
Correct.
But they don't realize that the lead side goes around when this side, when the trail side comes
crazy.
Through. It's just, everyone's just stuck in trying not to really extend.
I don't know what the phobia of that is, but
big phobia.
It has to get through.
The first person I ever, not first person, but like one of the first times that I was lucky enough, I went out and I observed Butch.
Yeah.
And he said to me, I'll never forget, he had a person in there and it was just a handicap level golfer. And he had them trying to get their right side to go through. And he talked to me about how everybody, all these golfers focus on their left side, but nobody focuses on, or they don't focus on the right side. And I saw, you know, this was like a 15 handicapper, 12 handicapper, had the right side going through and how quick they got it because they were right hand. I thought that was
more athletic.
Yeah.
It's like you're throwing a ball. It's like you're, you know, trying to hit something hard. You got to let the trail side move through.
Can we recommend a topic?
Yes.
So
you pick a topic.
Okay. So,
hey, good to see you, man. Everything good? Good.
You mentioned
good. It was just the podcasting.
Yeah. So you mentioned working with other coaches.
Yeah.
You've been a big inspiration for that because, and I grew up. Both my parents were coaches, and my dad always taught me you can tell a coach's value, how good of a coach they are by their coaching tree. Mm-hmm. The coaches that they you think of the McLeans of the world and all that, and you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
What do you look for when you're developing coaches or putting coaches around you to help your team function and coach better? Because I love watching your videos, love the work you do with the bands and all that. Kind of, Sean and I had a selfish request of how do you look for coaches to help you coach better and kind of strengthen your team?
I go back to my old mentor. He was mean as shit. He's passed on, and he was hard as shit on me. But I'd be living in a gutter if it wasn't for him. Probably be having more fun, but I'd be living in a gutter.
Who's this?
Hank Johnson.
Oh, you've always spoken highly about him.
Right? And but he said to me at a PGA show, he told me, he goes, you have a chance to be really good. And I said, okay. I said, why? He said, because you don't think you're any good.
Yeah.
And I've always, listen to that, you and I have been friends a long time, right? And
long time.
Like, I look for people that are humble and that don't think they have all the answers and that have and it's the questions they ask when I meet these young teachers. It really is. I look at the questions they ask and you know, you and I've talked about other teachers and needing jobs and all that stuff before. And like, you know, I think the biggest thing is being honest with them. Like, I remember when way back talked to you about hiring you, you would have been instead of Jackson, right? But like, I was like, hey, you're way past this job.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you for passing.
But, yeah. But like, we've been
that's
friends
how we
ever
came
since,
buddies.
Right? Because
that's
like, I was honest,
buddy.
Like, hey, yep, this isn't the right gig for you.
Yep.
But like, it's harder and harder. There's more and more young people out there today.
Yep.
And there's more and more info.
Some bad info.
And I like the people that come to you that don't act like they already know everything. I mean, like, that's biggest.
That's a red flag.
The kind of the X's and O's, you'll I mean, you never stop learning that, right?
I learn from you guys. One of my biggest things I follow on Instagram, and I've texted him,
yeah,
and comment, like, is what you guys post. Like, and I check it against shit that I do or I think,
yeah,
right? And I think the one thing we get lost into is, like, we don't have to agree,
right,
on everything, right? But
everyone,
it's healthy
has preferences.
To do, but you also don't have to be a dick to people that you disagree with.
That's true.
I'll leave that there.
Why'd you put that mic in my face?
Because you have good people skill. But was that a decent answer?
No, that was a great
answer.
Good,
yeah.
Like, the X's and O's, you never stop learning, right? And what I really enjoy and appreciate about you, now that we're in a position to hire coaches, is you've never been afraid to put your player in front of someone else. Who
yeah,
has
that's
interest.
A big deal to me. Yep.
And I see that with Scott. I see that with you. And I don't see it in a lot of other places, which is unfortunate.
They think they own the player almost, which will get you in trouble.
I've always looked at it, so like, and I'm going to go back to Hank. First real, real good player I ever had was Bobby White.
Yeah, he was
right?
Something.
And I taught him from
is
right before
like
high school. 57.
We'd
have won one up if he shot 58. But anyways, 57. But taught him from before high school all the way through college. Then he worked with Scott a little bit when he got his tour card. And then we worked again before he still worked. I gave him a lesson in Atlanta not long ago. But I remember Hank saying to me, like, hey, you're not really ready for a player like that yet. So use your resources around you. So I would always share videos and stuff. This was early in my career. And I just kept that. Like, I think it's healthy. Like,
yeah,
I've sent you videos.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's a strength, not a weakness.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
So, yeah, I mean, we're different in that Sean and I have been partners from day one of AMG. I can't imagine, like, doing it by myself and not having... He's my handbrake sometimes. He's the gas pedal sometimes. He sees things that I don't see, vice versa. And it's
it
like,
makes it fun.
Yeah, it makes it way more
it's
fun.
It's way more fun, coaches.
So much more fun.
I didn't see you do the same thing in the videos. You got someone helping out with the bands and all that. It's so much more fun to do it together.
Plus, I can, like, sneak out every now and then.
Yeah.
But
I'll be right back. I do the same thing to him. Like, I got to get out of here for a minute.
Oh, fuck, yeah. But, like, but I think it's healthy. And I think that the player... Like, if you go to an NFL team or a college team, I mean, they got 12 coaches.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah,
right?
Good.
Like, I mean, Saban didn't coach every one of them damn guys by himself.
No.
Right?
Now
he's the head guy, and you know, we're the head guy or whatever, but I think it's good. And I mean, you know, so I think that's a big deal.
I love it, man. Hey, what time have we got?
Guys, I know you guys
we'll
got
go
to do this, but I just wanted to get y'all in quick.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for all you do.
Appreciate it.